Zakta Mishnah, Orlar Ba'asar Balkanetzachamis Larner. The very first Mishnah Mesechus Pesachin tells us that on the Or of the 14th day of Nisan, we search for Chametz in places where it's normal for Chametz to be brought by candlelight. We use candlelight to do the search. The rest of the Mishnah records a machlokas between Beshaim and Beis Hillel about which areas in a wine cellar need to be checked for Chametz. That we'll get back to Bezos Hashem and Daf Ches. The Gemara asks, "My Or." When the Mishnah says that we should do bedikas chametz during the time of Or on Erev Pesach, what does the term Or mean? Rav Huna Amar Nagi, Rav Yehuda Amar Leili. Rav Huna says it means morning time. Rav Yehuda says it means night time. The rest of the daf records 11 different attempts that the Gemara makes to prove which opinion is correct. The first 7 proofs are from Psukim. First, when Yosef sent his brothers back home, the Torah says, "Haboker Or v'ha'anashim shulchu." The morning was Or, and the men were sent, strongly implying that Or means morning. Gemara rejects that raya because the pasuk isn't defining the time of day known as Or. It's just saying that they left when it was light, keeping with the advice of Chazal that lo limikarnes adam b'chitov yetsa b'chitov. A person should always leave and arrive in places when it's light outside. Second raya, the pasuk says ucha Or boker yizrach shemesh. The sun will shine during Or boker, implying that Or means morning. The Gemara rejects that raya also because the pasuk is not defining Or. It doesn't say Or boker, just saying that even the time when it's still mostly dark in this world, at the very beginning of the morning, will be a very bright time for tzaddikim la'asad lavo. Third raya, the pasuk describes Ma'isa Bereishis, says, Vayikra elukim la'or yom. Hashem called or day, very clearly implying that or means day. The Gemara rejects that raya also, because the pasuk simply means that Hashem commanded luminaries to serve during the day. Fourth raya, the pasuk says, "Halu kol kochvei or." The stars of or should praise Hashem, implying that or means night. That's when stars are out. So the Gemara rejects that raya too, because the pasuk is just teaching that the light of stars is also called light. So that somebody who takes a neder not to benefit from any light cannot even benefit from starlight. Fifth, the pasuk says, "La'ar yakum rotzeach ditalani ve'avionu belayla yehi kaganim." During Or, you can assume an intruder will kill, but at night he just wants to steal. So if it contrasts Or with layla, the pasuk implies that Or means day. The Gemara rejects that proof also because the pasuk is just saying that if it is clear as day to you that the intruder would kill you, as it would be in any case other than a case where your father is the intruder, then you can kill him. The sixth raya, Eov laments, "Yachshchuchu koch ve'nashvo yikav la." Or va'ayin val yira b'afapai shachar. At night he waits for Or. During the nighttime he's waiting for Or, implying strongly Or is daytime. Gemara rejects that raya because Eov was just cursing his mazel, saying that he hopes for light in his life, but he isn't referring to a particular time of day. Seventh and final raya from a pasuk, David HaMelech says, "Va'omer achoshech yishufeni v'layla or ba'adeni." The night turned to Or, implying that Or is day. The Gemara rejects that raya also because David was saying that he thought even his olam haba would be darkened because of his sin with Bathsheba, but as it turned out, even his olam hazeh was lit up. After completing all of the rayas from Pesukim, we begin to bring rayas from Mishnayas. First raya from Mishnah. Mishnah says we should check for chametz both at Or and in the morning, implying that Or is nighttime. Gemara says that's a gevaldika raya. We accept that proof. Or means night. Second raya from Mishnah. Mishnah says that those who have the minug not to do malacha on Erev Pesach, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says that the malacha cannot be done from the time of Or. Well, Rabbi Yehuda says we only refrain from malacha at sunrise. It sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds Or means night. So the Gemara rejects that raya because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov might mean that the Yisra malacha begins at Amud HaShachar, when the first rays of light become visible in the morning. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov then asks on Rabbi Yehuda that it's natural to split a day between nighttime and daytime, but totally out of the ordinary to split the daytime hours themselves. So Rabbi Yehuda would respond that the day of Erev Pesach is already divided because it's Mutter to eat chametz in part of the day, Asur to eat chametz later in the day. Third raya in the Mishnah from a Mishnah, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that they would be Masi and Masuos, hold up the torches on the mountaintops to signify the new month during Or, implying that Or means night. The Gemara accepts that raya. Or in fact means night. And then the final raya for today's daf, we'll have more in tomorrow's daf, is the Tosefta says that if a Kohen was up all night, when it comes time for Ora, he has to wash his hands and feet again, implying that Or means morning. Gemara rejects that raya because the word Ora is different than the word Or. Ora means morning. Or does not necessarily mean morning. In the next daf, we're going to bring 4 additional rayas from Mishnayos as to the definition of the term Or.